Now notice again, verse 10, where we were last time. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. So now the devil, who was a spirit being, remember, a fallen archangel formerly called Lucifer, is cast right into that fire which is consuming human beings. But what does a fire do to a spirit being? Answer, nothing. Satan the devil is a spirit being. Fire is not going to burn him. The reason he is cast into that fire is to see with his own eyes the total, final destruction of his perverted, twisted, satanic plot to try to overthrow the work of God. He has to experience that. Now it goes on to define which fire. It defines in the English language which fire, the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet. Now notice the word are in italics, as I started to explain last time and ran out of time. The translators added the words in italics throughout the King James Bible when the word was simply not there in the original Greek. If you go back just one page in the Bible of the 19th chapter, which we covered in some great detail, you will notice in verse 20 of the 19th chapter about that beast and false prophet and what happened to them. So let's go through it quickly. Remember, we're letting the Bible interpret the Bible. These are not my ideas. You're going to read this, study it, see it in your own Bible. Revelation 19, verse 20, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, which or that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image, these both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Let's go on to verse 21, and I'll come back. And the remnant, other human beings following the beast and the false prophet, were slain. Human beings who died with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which is Christ in symbol, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, again the symbol of his spoken command, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. They died, and they became carrion, and carrion-eating fowls, such as buzzards, eagles, and so on, filled themselves with the flesh of these human beings who were killed. Now, what happened to the beast and the false prophet, two human beings, a great military dictator leader and a great false religious leader, when they were thrown into this lake of fire burning with brimstone? What happened to them? Back to Revelation 20 and verse 9. What happened to these people when the fire of God, which the lake of fire is, came down upon them? It said the fire came down and, quote, it devoured them. That's what happened to them. Now, let's go back a little bit in the Bible. To the book of Malachi again, chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day cometh, and that is the time of the second coming of Christ, and the time of this fire coming down from God out of heaven, that shall devour them. Notice verse 1. Behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all that are proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that comes shall burn them up, says the Eternal of Hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Verse 3, and you, the righteous, those remaining, shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says the Eternal of Hosts. What happens when people are thrown into fire? They are, according to the Bible, consumed. They are killed. They are burnt up. And what do they become? The Bible says they become ashes. Why is it people cannot understand what the Bible plainly says? Now, actually, as other versions of the New Testament would show you, and as the Greek expositor's text and the Diaglot and other Bible helps would reveal, the word are in italics in verse 10 should read, were cast, because it is past action which took place as we read a chapter earlier in the Bible. So it is really that the devil is cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, the very same lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet had been cast earlier by Jesus Christ. And now what shall happen to the devil? And the devil, referring still to the devil, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Do you know the only scripture in the entirety of the Bible that talks about eternal torment is a scripture which refers to a spirit being, Satan, the devil. I want you to turn back to the book just before the book of Revelation, the little book of Jude, a one-chapter book. Book of Jude, very important. In the book of Jude, it is describing certain men who crept in unawares, and they are typified by demonic spirits. And it begins to talk about what their ultimate reward is going to be. It says, woe unto them, verse 11, For they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. In other words, people who are willing to preach any kind of a doctrine you hand them as long as you pay them a paycheck. Corruptible and totally prostitutes to a salary. Willing to take any kind of abuse. Willing to put up with any kind of chicanery, lying, cheating, embezzlement. It does not matter what kind of crimes. As long as you pay them, they will feed. Just exactly as it says in the Bible about slow bellies and gluttonous ones who are willing to feast without fear and to feed in these feasts of charity. It goes on to say in verse 12, these are spots, likening these corrupt ministers to demons. These are spots in your feast of charity. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, very changeable, shifty, not stable, imbalanced, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, verse 13, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. In Revelation 1 and verse 20, it shows that the biblical analogy for stars, there symbolizing the angels of the churches, is an angel. That the Bible uses stars as angels. Now this is referring, verse 6 of the book of Jude, the angels which kept not their first estate he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness under the judgment of the great day. And what is that judgment? Wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. You've heard about the black holes in the universe. Do you know that the ultimate torment for Satan the devil is that the Bible reveals he is to be tormented by being utterly absent from any corner of the universe in which God and the saints are going to reign for all eternity, like a wandering star to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.